unofficial millos.co.uk.
Basically, I work in this bar, and one night I was working and it was really empty, and a group of guys came in, and there were the only customers there, so I just thought I'd sit down and have a drink with them, like you do. And by the end of the night, they were sort of all a bit tipsy, and one of them ended up asking me for my number.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I don't usually do that. I don't usually give away my number. And then I said, well, this time, like, I will take yours if you want, because he was really fit.
So there was no need to give him, like, the Flirt Divert number or anything?
Well, I know, I do have it on my phone, and I didn't really think about it, and like I said, he was fit, so, you know, it was worth it.
Okay, so you got his number, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then what happened?
Well, he said to me that he thought I was really cool, and he said, like, oh, I want you to hang out with us whenever you're around, whenever we're around in the UK, come and hang out.
What accent was that?
That's American!
Oh, okay.
It's right, I heard him. And he was like, he said that he could get me tickets and backstage passes for me and all my friends. And he said that, like, it wouldn't be in a weird groupie way or anything like that. And I started to think, I don't really know what you're talking about, mate. But I just let him talk and it sounded quite cool. And then he actually slipped out that he was in a band and he was a guitarist. So that got my interest a bit more.
God, you're so shallow, you, aren't you?
He was hot. And then he said, I said that I was busy, and he was sort of asking more and more questions. I wouldn't really shut up. So I just said, look, just write down your number, and sneakily said, and write down what band you're in and what instrument you play and all this stuff. And then he wrote down Maroon 5 with his number.
So he wrote down that he was the guitarist in Maroon 5?
Yep. And I've heard of the band and stuff, and I like their songs, and he was like, yeah, that's why we went to the back bar. We didn't want to get recognised or anything. And it was quite funny. And I was like, okay. And I went, like, into the back and told everyone I was working with, there are these guys who are blatantly lying. And it was just quite funny, really. And so, yeah, I carried on letting him talk, and then when I get home, I went and looked on the internet. Surprise, surprise, he wasn't in any of the photos. And
no way.
Yeah, I know. What a surprise. So, yeah, I wanted to make absolutely sure still, and I gave him a call.
Right. And what did he say? What happened?
Well, I made sure that I checked out for a time that I knew they were playing in this gig in Florida, so I knew exactly what he was doing.
God, you really did research.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. All about the internet. And I called him up, and I said, hi, I'm Karen from Browns. And he was like, hey, how are you doing? And he remembered. And I said, fine, what are you up to? And that's when he was like, oh, I'm at a friend's birthday party in Vegas, and it's a big award ceremony last night, so I'm really tired and giving it all this. And so I was like, okay, fine, fair enough. So I
But
thought,
you knew he was in Florida?
I knew he was in Florida, so he was truly busted then. And then, so like, but because I called him, it was a huge mistake, because now he's got my number. So he's left me absolutely tons of messages, like loads, and he keeps calling me saying, hey, Herm, whenever we're in the UK next, do you want to hook up? And it's just like, what a loser.
I quite like it that you didn't bust him straight away, though, and you've left it to me.
I know, exactly. It's even better now. And
what did he tell you his name was?
James.
He said it was James?
Yep.
Well, James is the guitarist in Maroon 5, but not the one you spoke to in the bar. Hi, James.
Hey, Scott, how's it going?
Oh, my God.
So, James, have you heard about what Karen's been saying?
That's incredible. You know, it actually wouldn't have been the first time. There's apparently another James Valentine in New York who sometimes makes appearances.
So it could be the same bloke. It's a good way of chatting up. Hi, I'm James from Maroon 5.
I don't know how effective it is. I mean, being James Valentine really hasn't, you know, done all that much for me in terms of the female department, but
James, this guy is calling Karen now non-stop and pretending to be you.
Well, we need to do something about this. This is horrible.
Okay, so we need to bust this guy, and this is how we're going to do it, okay?
Right.
We're going to call him up, and we're going to tell him he's live on Radio 1.
Okay.
But we'll pretend that Karen, that you're taking part in a competition, right?
Okay.
And you're stuck on a question.
Right.
And it's a bit like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, where you know the bit where you can phone a friend?
Yeah.
And you've chosen him.
Okay.
Because the question's about music, and obviously he's in the music industry, so he'll know.
All right, okay, fair enough.
Right, and then we'll ask exactly what he does in the music business.
Okay.
We'll be really excited, okay? Like, oh my God, I can't believe it's him, yeah?
Okay.
And we'll ask him a few questions, and then we'll introduce him to the real James, who actually is in Maroon 5.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
So we're going to bust this guy, right? Karen, you remember what to do?
I do.
This is a radio competition, okay?
Okay.
And you need some help with one of the questions, and he's your, like, phone a friend.
Okay.
Right, let's call him.
Excellent.
Hello, is this James?
Yeah.
Hi, James, it's Scott Mills, and you are live on Radio 1 in the UK right now.
Oh.
How are you?
What? I'm okay, a little tired here, it's pretty late.
Were you asleep?
Nah, you know, I'm up, it's all right.
Good, all right. Now, the reason I've called you, James, do you know someone called Karen from here in the UK?
Yeah.
Well, Karen's with us now, and she's taking part in a competition, and she can win big prizes here, okay?
Wow. Okay, cool.
But she's stuck on a question, and she thought that you might be able to help.
Okay, I mean, if I can help, I will.
Okay, say hi to Karen.
Hi, James.
Hey, Karen, how you doing? So, what are you gonna win?
Well, she's going for the nutmeg grinder. She's already got the weather vane.
Okay.
And this is for the nutmeg grinder, okay?
Okay. I'll do my best.
Right, so this is the question that Karen is stuck on. Which American band used to be known as Cara's Flowers?
The White Stripes.
Is that your final answer, James?
I really don't know. Karen, don't hate me. Yeah, that's my final answer. White Stripes.
White Stripes is the wrong answer. I'm so sorry, Karen.
Oh, don't worry. That's cool.
Karen, I'm sorry. Don't hate me.
So, Karen, you don't win the nutmeg grinder, but you do have the weather vane.
Brilliant. Well, I really did think that he'd know the answer because, you know, he's in the music business and everything.
Is he?
Yeah, he's in Maroon 5.
No way.
Yep, he is.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I am.
Wow. How cool is that? How do you know each other then, you two?
We met in a bar. We were over in England.
That's right.
So, what are you up to at the moment?
You know, we got to play a few shows, you know, writing new stuff for the album.
Right, yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff.
That's so cool, having one of Maroon 5 on the show.
Oh, hold on. One second. Yep. I got somebody at the door. I gotta go.
So are you at home at the moment, then?
No, I'm in the hotel, man.
Well, who's at the door? Is that the other members of the band?
Yeah. One second, I'll be right there. Yeah, I gotta go.
James?
Yeah?
Say hello to James.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
James, why don't you tell James what you do for a living?
I'm the guitarist for Maroon 5.
Look, I really gotta go.
Really?
Okay, call me, guys.
You've been busted.
I'll see you later.
Ah, we got him a treat. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Scott. That was brilliant. That was worth it.
I'm really sorry you didn't win the nutmeg grinder.
That's all right.
Oh, yeah, the answer to the question, by the way, was Maroon 5.
Oh, what a surprise.
Right, keep in touch and let us know if he calls you again, all right?
I will do.
Thank you. Radio 1.